Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
This is Ben L on Absolute Radio Country, and I'm very excited to say I have one of my favorite duo in country music with me.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Dan and Shay, welcome to Absolute Radio Country. How are you guys doing today? You good?
Man, so good. Thank you for taking the time to jump on with us. Thanks for the flowers out of the gate, too. Favorite country duo. Come on, baby. That's awesome. Sets the tone. Nah, we're excited, man. We got new music cooking, and the fact that we get to chat with you, I think this is awesome. Great opportunity for us, so thank you.
I was going to say, it's been a while since you've had new music. I really want to get into it because it's really personal stuff. But when you announced it, I saw a post, and you guys said that, you know, we haven't broken up or almost broken up again. But I wasn't aware of this in the Dan and Shay sort of story. Can you talk me through that? Did you guys almost break up?
Yeah, man, it was a crazy. We'll catch you up a little bit. I'll have a little therapy session. Back in 2021, man, we had just kind of this moment, and as time does, I feel like it just, there was a moment where we were kind of going in different directions and weren't communicating and talking and really enjoying what we were doing. And there was a million factors to that. I think time just does that. You know, we've been doing this for over 10 years now, and I think if you don't really nurture a relationship of any kind, whether that's a marriage or a friendship, you know, there can be little breakdowns, there can be little tears, and if you don't repair them, then they can turn into other, you know, bigger things. And so we had this moment in 2021 where we were like, man, like, we can either, you know, kind of ride off into the sunset and not look back on our success and these things that we've gotten to do together in vain, or we can fix this stuff and have some hard conversations. And we did that, man. And we have, now we're closer than we've ever been as friends. We've had a lot of hard conversations. We've worked on ourselves. We both went to therapy and talked through our stuff. And tried to, you know, become a better version of ourselves, not just for, you know, for ourselves and for our families, but for this band, you know, with this this legacy that we're building, you know, with this music and the things that we've been trying to do with it. We want to make sure that we owe it to, you know, our fans. And there's a lot of people around the world that the Dan and Shay brand means a lot to them. Like, I know that this doesn't just mean something to us. This means a lot to other people, and we owe it to them, you know, to make sure that we're kind of holding that responsibly and taking care of that. So yeah, man, it was a crazy time, but we've put a lot of work into it. And it was working up to this album. This album is extremely personal and kind of, the journey that it took to get here. I think that it kind of paid off of us really working through our stuff, because it's the most personal, rich album that we've ever written. I think lyrically, there's just a lot in there that's, every single song was written by us, and every single song is about our lives and what we've been through, which is, you don't always get to do that. You know, I think that there's times where you're going to, and it doesn't always have to be that. But this album in particular is just, it means the most than any other album, I would say. It's definitely my favorite that we've ever done.
Say So particularly. So I saw you guys in Shepherd's Bush Empire, which I think was, seven years ago?
2019.
So 7 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know dates.
I'm terrible with years. I'm absolutely awful.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a songwriter artist. I'm in a duo myself as well. So all the stuff you just said about being in a duo, I get that. Trust me.
Yeah. You're in the Shires, right?
Yeah. So I know.
Yeah, you're awesome, man.
Oh, thank you.
So good.
I appreciate it. But yeah, when I saw you do that show, like, every song was a love song, and that's not a criticism. It was just like, you do a love song so amazingly well, and then you come back with Say So now, and I was like, the story is so moving in it. And I've also read that, is it true that every song on Young, your album coming out in August, is like a true story?
Yeah, every single song is a true story. It's funny that you say that, because like, we've been chatting with folks about this new song and new material, and that's kind of what we've been saying. We sat down to write that song, and we were just sharing stories about our friend Ben, who we lost a little over a year ago. And you know, we didn't set out to write that song that day. We didn't come in like, we're gonna write a song called Say So about mental health. It was like, which, you know, that happens sometimes, but we were just sharing stories. He was on our hearts, he was on our minds, and you know, songs just sort of fell out of us from conversation. And I got home and played it for my wife Abby, just played her the demo, and she was like, wow, that's beautiful that you would have written that for Ben on his birthday. And we had no idea that it would have been his 50th birthday that day. And
wow.
To us, that's more than coincidence. And that was the moment where we were like, when we were writing the song, I was like, man, I don't know. Should we pivot like this? We're the wedding song guys. You know, this is a heavy, serious concept for us, but I think our decision in the moment was that we owed it to Ben and we owed it to ourselves to see this one through to the finish line, even if it was just a demo that stayed on our phones or whatever. But that moment when she was pointed out that it was his birthday, I was like, okay, this needs to come out. And it's bigger than us. And this is a message that we need to be the vehicle to get out to the world. And yeah, man, it's just, it's cool to have it out there. I mean, obviously you'd love to tackle different topics in your career, especially at 10 plus years in. It's like, it's cool to do something new, but it is something that's so personal. Every song on this record is personal. You could tie it back to something that's going on in this moment in our lives right now. And sometimes that's hard to do, you know, to tap into that true authenticity, but we worked our butts off to do it. And, you know, this song is no different. You know, it's something that we've not shied away from the last few years. You know, we've both struggled with mental health and gone to therapy, and to have a song like this that gives us the opportunity to say that, I think, you know, hopefully it is a hit or whatever, but I think it has a chance to help somebody. And if it does, then it's a win.
And it's hard because when you're dealing with a subject as weighty as that, it's so tricky. And the video, I've got to say, like, firstly, as an artist, it's just so nice to watch an actual video, like a proper video again, and like you stop it in the middle and it's like you have the sort of spoken bits. Your acting's amazing in it as well. I think it's really incredible. Shay, honestly, it's so good. That tear, how did you get that? Was that just channeling the
real? It just kind of happened in that moment. That was not like in the script or whatever. But it was just, I don't know, it was a fun thing for me to be able to step in and kind of to do that for the first time, of kind of being an actor or whatever. And it was crazy because I just didn't feel like I was acting. I kind of just stepped into that feeling, and I was just thinking about the weight of like what this song is going to do, you know, for people, and the hope that it's going to provide, and the weight that is just, it was crazy. And I was just thinking about that in that moment, you know, sitting in that church, and it just kind of hit me. And I was like, I was going to go ahead and let my emotions run wild here and just let, maybe use this moment as a little bit of a grieving point. But yeah, man, it was, that video was really incredible to be a part of. And that was all Dan's concept. He came up with that and had written it down in his phone, this whole concept, and he'd sent it to us. We had had a bunch of different video treatments of people kind of submitting. And Dan kind of hit that. He's like, I don't know if this is like anything. And then he just sends this beautiful treatment, and we're all like, yeah, that's it, dude. Are you crazy? That's amazing.
I was going to say, because I did see you directed it, Dan, and I was like, because there's that bit in the middle, I don't want to give it away if people haven't watched it, but you know, when you plead guilty, but then you get off. And I was like, how's that happened? And then you see what you've written in the graffiti. It was I mean, I get goosebumps thinking about it. It was such an amazing treatment. It was have you guys thought about making a movie? Because it's great.
Dude, you're guessing us up right now.
Man, it would go pretty hard.
Yeah, right? That's awesome. Thank you, man. No, it's that one just, that sort of came to me. I was just the receiver of that, and this guy crushed it. It was awesome. So good. I'm proud of that video, man. It's heavy and it's serious. You know, there's always the debate of like, do we tackle this? And I just think like with a song like this, you kind of have to tackle it head on. And the response that we've gotten from it so far is amazing. Thank you for watching it, by the way. I'm always like skeptical, you know, people's attention spans are shorter than they used to be. So that's why I think we don't make crazy grandiose videos like we used to. Tequila video is like 9 minutes long or something, but like people had more patience back then. Now it's like, this TikTok's 10 seconds. I only have 4. I'm like, come on, man. But yeah, we just took a chance and we did the extended video with dialogue and put some drama in it. And you know, I'm glad people are watching it, because I don't know, I think this guy crushed it, and everybody that was involved just did an amazing job. So I'm proud of that one, man. And I don't know, I still romanticize the old ways of the music business, you know, like making a real album in a real studio with real musicians and doing a big budget video. Sorry, Warner. You know, it's just like, I don't know, I love it. And the more we can keep that alive, better.
Definitely. I was looking through all your achievements, and it is, I mean, they're too many to list. It's incredible. Like your three Grammy Awards, countless number one singles, 13 billion streams as well, which, to think that you kind of started a bit at the start of streaming as well, that's just incredible. Like, the numbers is massive. What is the biggest one for you? When you look at, you talked about building a legacy and stuff, like what is the thing for you that you measure as success? What's the thing that means the most to you? Is it the live show? Is it the, you know, what is it?
You know, there's a million things. That's a great question. And I feel like we're always asking ourselves that, honestly. I'm trying to wrap your head around, you know, what it is that matters, what didn't matter. And that's kind of, honestly, with this album, you know, is a discovery of all those things. For me, I would say longevity. I think the fact that we're still here and that we're in this place, A lot of, especially duos, they break up, and it happens over time, and it's happened time after time after time. And you look at that and you think, man, how does that happen? I'm the most proud that we are still here. We're still making music, and not just in a, oh, we're still here. We still got to do this. Like, we love this. We absolutely love the art of making music. Like, we were made to do this. We were literally born to be able to sing songs and to create art. And it's such a joy, and it's such a joy for us and to other people that get to be a part of it. Just the fact that we're still here. I mean, the Grammys, all these moments, it's not so much ever the thing, like holding the Grammy or holding, you know, whatever award it is. I think it's the journey that it took to get there. I when I look at, you know, our Grammys, I don't think of that night in particular. Like, oh, that was so sick. They called our name. All that stuff was cool. But like, what it took to get to that moment was all the goodness in there. It was all the lessons that you learned along the way. And I think that's the, you know, going into making this album, you know, we were kind of talking about like AI and how it's a crazy place to be in the world when AI exists. We're skipping a lot of steps. There's no like, it's too fast. And like back in our day, you know, we went on radio tour and like you had to do all of these things. And it's not that I'm not knocking anybody, you know, making music on TikTok and stuff. I think it's great. But I think that there's something that we lose if we just forget the journey of what took us, you know, what it took to get there. And I think if we skip steps, I think that's a really dangerous place to be in humanity. And I think it's important to use it as a tool. But I, you know, for us, it was a big thing. Like this whole record is what I like to call made by humans. Every single thing, like Dan used very organic instruments where a drum loop might have been in the past. Like we use real drums. It was just important that we really put an emphasis on real art. And people making that art and trying to do it the right way. I'm just proud that we're still here after all this stuff, because the journey and the things that we've learned, we're now able to kind of turn that into the Young album, you know, and hopefully do that, you know, in the future and make real music that actually means something to us. And I think it'll mean more to people if we do it the right way and don't skip steps.
Just very quickly then, are you a fan of the Puerto Rico song?
Absolutely. Absolutely love it. Yeah. You like it? Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever heard a catchier song in my life, but it certainly doesn't mean anything to my soul. But man, that's when you hear that, you're like, golly, dude, we better write something that means something, because if we're just talking about good melodies, like they're getting pretty good at it.
Yeah, that's not bad. Also, the other thing I want to ask is, if you get three Grammys, do you get one each? Do you have six, or do you have to like split them up, or?
We have six, so if we're ever trying to like brag, we'll like combine them. It's like one of our, like if we have like a radio event at our house or something, he'll bring his over and we'll display six. We were like, dang, man, yeah. Six Grammys.
You guys want six? We have six.
Technically, we have six. Yeah, we each got one, man. We're grateful for that. It's cool.
Also, you've had some massive collaborations. Charlie Puth, Justin Bieber, obviously, Rascal Flatts. I mean, who else is on the list? Who's going to be next? Are there any collaborations on Young? I haven't seen yet.
Oh man, we got not that we can talk about yet. Not that
we got something in the works.
We do have something in the works, man, which is a really special thing. I think anytime you do a collaboration, I think I'm proud of the collaborations that we have done, because I think we've kind of held back from doing a lot of them. It has to kind of really resonate with us, and we have to resonate with that person, and it kind of be a right fit. But we've had some really great ones. I mean, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood. We've had really fun collaborations. So I think that we are working on something that'll be really, really special if it all comes together. But it's it's been a fun process. So we'll have to get back on here and talk about it when it kind of comes to fruition.
Is it a country
artist? We're actually just waiting to see if they pull out. Like, I changed my plan. I don't want to be on a song with those guys.
I also watched your cover of Back to December, the Taylor Swift song. I mean, obviously, you guys have had such a legacy in country. What do you think is about Taylor that, you know, she's been going for 20 years now? Do you think, what do you think she's done for country music?
Oh, man, more than anyone probably ever has. It's just, it's unbelievable. She's opened it to a global audience. And I think sometimes we forget that, because she did transition to more of a pop space. But, you know, when she started, it was super country and, you know, Teardrops on My Guitar, Tim McGraw, Picture to Burn, all those songs. Like, it's unbelievable. I feel like she brought a younger demographic to country music, which, I mean, it was right before we came into the space. It paved the way for artists like us to be able to be younger guys out there doing the thing and have younger fans come to our shows. And man, she just has done so much and continues to do so much for the country space. You know, she's just an amazing songwriter at the core of it. She's obviously an amazing singer and entertainer, and just visionary with everything she does, like the stuff she does on socials with the Easter eggs and teasing the upcoming album and the show, the Eras tour. I mean, it's just like I could go on for hours raving about Taylor Swift, but at the core of it all is just she's an amazing, amazing songwriter. And I think she's actually getting inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this year, or like in a couple weeks, which is so deserved, you know? And to be that young and to get inducted into the Hall of Fame is wild.
I think you're right. But people do forget that. So, I think in that video, you really showed it. Like, I know people talk about your singing all the time, Shay, but like, Dan, your piano playing in that. And it really highlights the song, just showing how what an amazing song Taylor's written, because you just play on the piano so beautifully. And it's just, it's such a great song, isn't it?
We're going to stay here all day, man. You're making us feel good right now. You're taking away all the insecurities. Now, I hack my way through on piano, but thank you for saying that. That just was sort of an accident how that happened. Obviously, we're huge Taylor Swift fans, and we're Swifties, as you will. And we were just hanging out at a sound check. We were performing with an orchestra in Boston, and we sat there, and I don't know why that song came to mind, and maybe it was in this, I don't remember what month it was. No, I don't think it was December. She was putting out an album that week, and we were just like just jamming on songs that we love, and we sang that, and my wife filmed us at soundcheck and like posted it on Instagram. And she was like, oh my gosh, my phone's blowing up, like, fans or whatever following her. Like, did they record this? And we're like, honestly, we didn't record it. So it was a mad dash to get it recorded. And then we just did like kind of a live video recording thing of it. And man, it was cool. She has such a diehard fan base, but just to be able to do a song like that, you're like, man, this is bars. Like Taylor Swift is like front to back. And she was like 15 years old or something when she wrote that song, which is crazy.
It's horrible,
beyond brilliant. And, man, that's just, I don't know.
As long as we were writing at 15, we're not that.
No,
it's like, I like you. You got pretty hair. Yeah. It's like, what?
Guys, just very last before you go, as we said, it's 2019, your last UK tour. Do you have any plans to come back? Because people want you to come back.
Absolutely, man. We've been talking about it, honestly, all week. And we're trying to figure out exactly when we get over there, but it's very soon, very soon. We obviously just announced a tour here, so that's just the next step. We got to get over there and see you guys. And it's been way too long. We had planned on coming there. We was not planned to stay away from the UK this long. COVID really screwed a lot of our plans up. We were going to come there right after that, but I'm excited, man. We talk about this all the time. Some of our best memories from playing shows is in the UK, and I think it's just a special place, and I think that people really, they appreciate the art of storytelling, and you're there. And after the song, they clap and then they listen, which is just a wild thing. That's not like that here. So we're definitely going to come over and see you guys really soon. You got
to
come out.
Well, welcome back anytime. Just let us know.
Thank you,
guys, thank you so much. Lovely to chat to you and have a great day.
Dude, you're the best, man. Good to see you, and let's hang soon.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.